Chapter 14. Lexi headed home after she left Nan's, her hopes of catching up on some work at the bakery fading when she realized it was already 6 o'clock. She barely had time to collect sprinkles and rush off to the Fur Fun Canine Center for the agility event. They pulled into the car-jammed parking lot at 6:30, about an hour before sunset. The grounds were alive with activity. Lexi got out of the car, hesitantly. The crowded event would provide her the perfect opportunity to snoop around. She just hoped she wouldn't get caught. Sprinkles didn't feel nearly as hesitant as Lexi. She bounded out of the car, straining at the leash to explore the smells and sights of the event. Lexi reined Sprinkles in and made her way into the crowd. The warm blanket of early summer evening air was perfumed with lilacs from the 12-foot-tall old hedges at the edge of the parking lot. Lexi wondered if the lilacs were on the Canine Center property or if they'd be ripped up with the retail development. The main agility event was inside, with different dog classes competing in groups. The resting groups usually retired to wait it out in their cars, and many of the cars in the parking lot had their hatches open, owners sitting on the edge of the lift gate eating sandwiches, their dogs inside crates or sitting happily beside them. On the tailgates were the tools of dog competition, water bowls, brushes, combs, and dog toys. It was the canine version of a tailgate party. Lexi passed a few of her agility classmates and nodded a quick greeting. She didn't have time to stop to talk. She had work to do. She skirted past the edge of the parking lot to the side of the building. Various vendors were set up down the length of the building all the way to the back. They were selling anything from dog bowl sets to ice cream to dog food. The smell of fried sausage, peppers, and onions made Lexi's mouth water. She'd forgotten to eat supper. As she strolled past the booths, she wondered if she should set up a bakery stand at the next event. By the way, people were lined up at the sausage cart and ice cream stand. There were plenty of hungry people. But then she came to the end of the row and her mind turned to more important matters. If her calculations were correct, the locked rooms in the corridor in back of the canine center would be against the wall at the back of the building here. If she was lucky, they might even have doors that led outside. And if she was even luckier, she might be able to listen in at one of those doors and find out what was really going on back there. Glancing back over her shoulder to make sure she wasn't being watched, Lexi slipped around the corner of the building, out of sight of the crowds. Sprinkles was just as happy to sniff the ground in the back of the building as she was in the front, and she happily walked along beside Lexi as they skirted along the edge. In the back, the building was U-shaped, the ground mostly dirt with patches of dry grass. Two large dumpsters sat in the middle of the U. The approaching sunset cast the back of the building in shadows. Lexi hoped that would make her less visible if anyone came outside. There were four doors in the back of the building. Lexi stood staring at them, trying to decide which one to sidle up to. Sprinkles made the decision for her, pulling her toward the door to the far right. As they got closer, Lexi could hear Sprinkles making loud sniffing noises, her nose twitching madly. Lexi could smell something, too. It smelled like baking, but not sweet pastry, more like crackers or dog food. Did the canine center make its own dog food? She didn't think so. She was sure someone would have mentioned it to her by now. But if they didn't, then what were they baking behind that door? Lexi got closer, pressing her ear to the edge. She could hear voices and other sounds. Someone was in there, but the noise was muffled by the door, and she couldn't make out what they were saying. Darn it, Sprinkles. I can't hear a thing. What do you think is going on in there? Sprinkles looked up at her, raising one of her white brows, then lifted her nose in the air and pointed it at the dumpster, pulling Lexi over and sniffing the whole way. The dumpster had less pleasant smells. Sour milk, rotting garbage. Lexi's stomach churned. She was about to tug Sprinkles away when she heard the door open behind her. Her heart kicked, and she scurried to the other side of the dumpster, squatting down and praying she hadn't been spotted.
"Make sure you set the special packages aside,"
a man's voice said.
"We don't want them going in with the regular dog food."
Lexi heard the scuff of feet on the dry dirt coming closer to the dumpster. She held her breath, her heart racing, as she wiped sweaty palms on her jeans. She eyed Sprinkles anxiously. The last thing she needed was for the dog to bark or make any noise that would cause them to be discovered. Sprinkles sat quietly beside her, but Lexi's mind raced for a plausible explanation, just in case.
"Of course. The special stuff is going directly to Michael, right?"
Another man, deeper voice. Lexi cringed at the hollow clang of something heavy being heaved into the dumpster.
"Yep, he's coming later on with the money and..."
The first man's words sounding farther away and then cut off as the door closed. Lexi took a deep breath and let it out slowly. This wasn't the first time she had been forced to hide behind a dumpster. You'd think she might be getting used to it by now, but it was still nerve-wracking. Still, it was much better than having to get in the dumpster to search for a murder weapon, something she'd also had to do before. After a few minutes of silence, Lexi figured it was safe to come out. She stood on her tiptoes, peeking into the dumpster to see what they'd thrown in. Nothing but cardboard, old food, and what looked like chopped-up leaf stems on the top. They must have thrown in the cardboard and stems. What would they be doing with leaf stems? Lexi stared at the closed door the men had come through, replaying the conversation in her mind. Special dog food? Michael coming with the money? Lexi knew Steve and Olivia were trying to hide something, and in the previous conversation she'd overheard, they'd mentioned food. Could they be mixed up in some shenanigans that had to do with dog food? Lexi backed toward the edge of the building, pulling Sprinkles along with her. What could possibly be going on with the dog food that would be worth killing over? Lexi rounded the corner of the building and headed back out into the commotion of the crowd. She'd missed supper, so she gave in and bought a sausage, pepper, and onion sub, then brought it to her car where she sat on the hood to eat it. She savored the juicy sandwich, swiping at the grease on her lips with the tiny, inadequate napkin the vendor had provided. Sprinkles danced around the front of the car, her eyes brimming with hope that a morsel of food would fall from the sub. Lexi tossed her a piece of sausage, careful not to include any onions. She knew they weren't good for dogs. Her mind went back to what she'd heard by the dumpster. The man had said something about special packages that he didn't want mixed in with the regular dog food. That implied the packages looked like dog food, but had something special in them. Something that someone named Michael would pay money for. Were Olivia and Steve mixed up in smuggling drugs disguised as packages of dog food?